Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All I do is win, win, win. What? Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Morning, Lincoln, Nebraska. Happy Monday. Welcome to the Morning Hookup. Bill Hux, Will Wilson in the house for a couple hours for you. With you this morning. That song is so appropriate of what happened over the weekend. We can detail that a little bit here in a minute, but welcome in. Will, how you feeling?
I'm feeling okay, man. Monday, you know how it is. How are you?
I'm good.
You're ready to...
a little, like, scratchy starting off this morning.
You and me both.
I don't know what that's about.
Maybe for different reasons,
I don't know. I kind of got a decent sleep. Well, I did not. I slept good, but I went to bed late.
Oh, really?
It was a late, but I could not stop watching. And again, it's really tough
because
I'm watching the Olympics.
Oh, gotcha.
It's tough because you have to be careful of not getting the results because, you know, they're all tape delayed stuff.
Exactly.
And so I started watching women's volleyball last night.
Okay.
Put my phone away from me. Because if you keep, like, if you check Twitter, or if you check the Olympics, like, website,
yeah,
it's already ahead. Like, it's already, you already know what's going to happen.
Wait a minute, but the volleyball game last night, wasn't that live?
I think it was tape delayed a little bit.
Really? Okay, but...
because I was getting alerts on my phone, and I didn't want to look at them. But I watched, I don't care what happened, I watched it. I watched a 5-set win.
And they got the
USA
win.
For USA volleyball against Italy last night.
Cool.
5-setter.
So they're on to the quarters?
Yes.
If I'm not wrong?
Yeah, I think depending on how things finished out, I think they finished 4-1. They're going to be the 1 or 2 going into the bracket play now.
So is it 2 more wins and they're in the gold medal match?
Yep.
All right.
So I was up late because it was late. I think I went to bed like 11. I'm like, I got to get to bed at least now. And then I started watching it, and it was like 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Oh, jeez. Then that might have been... yeah, interesting, man. It's fun. A lot of stuff going down. Did you see the two guys in the long jump?
Yes,
shared the
cool.
gold.
Yes, they did that, and they asked one of the guys asked if they can have 2 golds because they tied, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool moments. There's a lot of cool Olympic
moments. What would you have done?
Ooh, same thing. But how do you break the tie in that?
It's a jump off.
They're like, dude, I like that. Let's go. Done.
Yeah, I don't know.
You get gold, I get gold. We work the butts off together. Done.
But also, you might as well just take the easy, you know, the easy route and take the gold. They're handing it to you. Might as well just take it.
Move on.
I don't know. That was cool, though. Their reactions were really cool.
So there's a lot of that. We have a lot to get to as well. We'll talk Husker football camp. Not a lot coming out yet, but we're going to talk about the videos that are being that they're showing from camps.
Videos.
There's a lot of Husker video camp going on.
Good.
Right now, so we'll talk about that.
Love videos.
So you have that. We'll talk Major League Baseball today. We kind of alluded to what was going on. We kind of talked about the trade deadline, but the stuff that's happened after the trade deadline has been awesome.
Yes, well, we won't have Evan today.
We won't have Evan today, so we'll be able to jump on some of that Major League Baseball and the trades and things like that. Talk a little NBA. There's a few all-stars that have opted out of contracts.
Yeah.
Looking for new deals, most likely with the same team.
That's what we always say, though, Hooks.
You always say that.
With the big names, we always say, yeah, relax, they're going to re-sign. It doesn't always happen.
Might be some suitors out there. It looks like also that Kyle Lowry, like one team is shaping up to like land him.
Which?
Looks like maybe the Miami Heat are kind of going in that angle.
Yeah. Dude, we should also go back and look at some of the wildest free agency contracts. Remember Timothy Mozgov?
Oh, jeez.
From the Cavs, the Lakers signed him on like day one of free agency.
Yes.
Like, what was it, like 15 million a year, or something like that.
It's crazy.
He never has to play again.
No, something crazy.
Hey, speaking of baseball, we'll get to it. A former Husker, now in the MLB.
Yeah, Jake Meyers.
That's right.
Made his, I think he had a pinch hit. I think he struck out in
he
a
struck
pinch
out.
Hit last night. Yeah. But that was okay. But speaking of that, before we really get into some stuff, over the weekend, by the way, Salt Dogs win another series on fire.
3.5 out of that second
on
spot.
On fire.
By the way, KC, they're first in that standings, by the way. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
But yes.
KC has been up there, I think, a lot for a long time.
Oh, okay.
If it's updated, yeah. Salt Dogs are making some run, man. They won another series. That's three straight series they've won now. That's all you got to do.
But eyes were on somebody else Saturday.
Eyes were on. Well, there was, by the way, shout out to the Salt Dogs Haymarket and the staff out there. One for allowing us to come in and do our celebrity softball game. They did a great job with all that. So we were excited. Also, you've seen a ton of people going out for Beer Fest when we got there. Lines were pretty long for people wanting to get in and try the beers out, the local beers out, and it was an amazing night, like a midnight, like night for it, because it was beautiful outside. But our group went out, played loose. There was a little fuel before that helped us get there. Someone predicted that it would be they would destroy us.
Yeah, I mean, of course, there was some trash talk
tossed
around throughout the town. Us guilty as well.
Yes,
right,
absolutely. Why not? That's the fun part of this. And again, I'm not sitting here dogging. There's some good people on that side. Like, we had a good time.
There's a lot of good
personalities and stuff. But unfortunately, they weren't as athletically gifted as our group. And 25-5, 26-6, what was it?
I think it was 26-6.
Wow!
Is what the score was. Us. Of
good guys.
Yes, Alpha Media and our friends over at 1011 News. By the way, I don't know if it would have been that way if we didn't have our friends over at 1011 News.
We had a good time with it. First inning, by the way, leadoff, get the bases loaded. One, Bill Shammert. Absolute bomb. Grand slam to lead it off. Absolute bomb.
What a great start.
Sam, absolute bomb. We don't even get to the out in the field yet, and it's 4-0.
It's already 4-0.
We haven't out yet, and it's 4-0.
Yeah, Bill, he could smack it.
Smacked it. Jared Austin smacked one. I mean, a no-doubter.
Yes.
Shout out to Animal, by the way. Absolutely. He was on fire hitting it.
Animal was amazing. He
on
always is.
Fire.
He always is. He's an animal.
Yes.
He's an animal on the field, on the mic.
Shout out to our pitching staff, JP, Ken Schimmick, shutting them down.
Yeah, they played great.
They played amazing.
Ken, by the way, won jersey of the game. Had it like a throwback Dogs jersey.
Yeah, that
I'm
thing was
sure.
sweet when he walked up with it. Yeah. Also, shout out to our coach, D-Wayne. Good job.
D-Wayne, yes, he was there. You know,
Putting that lineup together, making it look good.
The lineup could have been better, but it worked
we
out.
We made it work.
It worked out, exactly.
We made it work.
Another guy who we played with over the weekend on Saturday. I believe he went 0-4, and he also tried to run me off the field. But we're not talking about that today. We're talking about somebody's birthday.
Oh, it's birthday boy.
And it is birthday boy. Thew Malone is on the show right now.
Happy birthday, yeah, Thew.
Okay. Normally, I will correct. I was 1-3, but I will tell you the other two were pretty ugly, and I was kind of embarrassing.
What were you doing, man?
What were you doing? Were you struggling, man?
I don't know. Just too hyped up, too excited to be a part of that. And it was 25-4, and I love you guys. You guys are so gracious and are pointing out, and rightfully so, everyone that had great games. But I'm going to go ahead and tell your listeners here, Will Wilson and Bill Hooks tore the cover off the ball.
Oh, jeez.
You know, I've seen Bill do it before. Bill's a ball player. I know Willie's young and he's got potential, but hit way beyond what I thought he was going to do. Hit missiles all over the field.
Did a couple
job.
Missiles. Yeah, he did.
You guys had two of the hottest bats, and like you said, when I saw Ken roll out there, you know, I've been watching him do the weather since I was like two. I thought, I don't know how this is going to go, and that guy, wow.
Yeah.
Solid. Very solid.
I didn't know Ken's been doing the news since 1930.
Oh yeah, that's right. This is like my 108th trip around the sun today, guys. So
happy birthday! What are you doing today?
I had to kind of work a little bit overnight, but gonna go out to lunch with my mom. Something we've been doing for
nice.
Several years, and who knows? Maybe go back to work. I don't know. Maybe have a few refreshments, but I just wanted to make sure that the listeners know that you guys were two key cogs in that.
We all
and were. Also wanted to thank Alpha Media. You know, when I come in there and help a little bit for letting me be part of that that great game. And you guys, if I don't see you again, you guys have an awesome week, and maybe I'll have one for you this afternoon.
Love it, Steve. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, brother.
There he is.
Yeah, good stuff right there. Good stuff right there. Yeah, we both had good games. You were teared up, by the way. Snook, shout out to Willie for missing second base.
Missing second base? Was that not standing correctly? Or
no, missing when you had your controversial play.
Oh, he saw that.
He was there.
Saw that. Controversial. Yeah, no, I said hi to him. I didn't know if he saw that situation.
Controversial.
It was fine. You know, we're all just having fun. I will say, the whole situation, I think it was my second at bat, and I roped it. Hooks. Shot the gap and everything, and I rounded them all. And it was an inside the park home run. But when I hit home plate, Hooks, I looked around me and everybody was just kind of stopped.
They were asking for the appeal.
And
they were asking for the appeal. I could see it because I was on deck because you hit, then Nathan hit, and then I hit. So I was watching. I did not see the controversial play.
Well,
I was looking at the ball.
The ball, they threw back to second base and they tagged it and they called me out. Charlie Meyer, who we all know, he was umping. And he said, I didn't touch second base. You know,
Coach Jody kind of said, I said, he goes, by this much.
Jody. Brett, that's not true. Okay. Now, by that much. No, Hooks was showing 3 feet on his hands. No. I didn't touch second base. But what is this, chess? It's a celebrity softball game. Give me a break.
You still
got
to play by the rules?
I'm like 0 for 10 in this whole thing.
I almost felt bad because my first at bat, I'm going to be nice. There were certain people playing positionally on the field that didn't make any sense to me.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
If you're going to play third base, you don't stand on the bag. That's where I was trying to hit it.
And you did too.
I might have hit an individual in an ankle.
Yeah, but you pulled that thing to the left field, and that was a wrap. That was
smoked.
A triple all day.
Smoke.
It was a lot of fun. 26-6. You know, like you said, good people over on the other
team. We had a great time with them.
There's this common thing in towns where the radio stations are have this rivalry. Like it's there, but
There's parts of it that are there.
But
right?
the fact
there's
that
parts
we
of it are there.
But the fact that we go on the softball field and just have a good time together. They're really cool people. So, two in a row, Hooks, feels good. What do you got? What is it? Share it.
Snook just reminded me he wasn't standing in fair territory. He was standing in foul territory.
Hey, not everyone's a softball player.
Oh, man. Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. Again, obviously, there's a lot of competition between the two. But, again, we came out on top, man. It was a good night, good time to celebrate and having that team and that camaraderie. And it was kind of also cool, like we mentioned, you had – voice of the Salt Dogs, Michael Dixon, on field announcing.
He was not in the booth, on field,
having a good time.
He was killing it.
Also, Salt Dogs manager Brett Jody came out, hung out for a while. He coached third base at one point, too.
It was weird because D-Wayne, this is why I'm saying D-Wayne's coaching performance wasn't at the top because whenever the other team was up to bat, he would name off the infield positions, he would say, third base coach Brett Jody.
Is D over there? Do we need to talk to him?
And so if that means Brett Jody would be the other team's base coach. And I told him, I went up to him, like, coach, go over. Because I guess I wasn't realizing what was going on either, because I told him to go coach third base.
Yeah.
That was, kind of both our fault, but I put it on the head coach.
So Coach Jody was out there, Charlie Meyer out there umpiring, and you had a few Salt Dogs coming down to watch and hanging out.
Yep.
We were to have my kids were able to hang out in the dugout with everybody and warm up before the game. It was cool. It was a really cool event. Shout out to all the people that came too.
Yeah,
to sit down. And I know a lot of you were there for Beer Fest. But there was like people came up getting some beers and sitting down and enjoying the contest. And I got to talk to your dad after the game for a little bit, which was cool.
Yeah, good. Yeah, he was out there, and we went to Beer Fest after. By the way, if you did buy a Beer Fest ticket, you got your $20 worth. I mean, even though you were getting these small little shot glasses, you can go around forever, man. Yeah.
How many circles did you do?
Oh, a couple.
Attaboy.
A couple. Saw some people.
Yeah,
doing
we
like
didn't
five.
Stay. That, like, just hanging out, like.
Well, Theo was. Theo, I think, made 6 trips.
I'll be back.
That's what $20
I'll
worth
be back.
Was.
I'll be back.
Happy birthday to Theo.
Yeah. We didn't stick around very long. We wanted to. We had been gone for a long time, so we stuck around for a little bit, said hi to some people, and then took off.
Dogs played great too.
Dogs played great. Man.
Altman had a hell of a game. Did you see that? 2 home runs, 2 doubles, 6 RBI.
Didn't they hit 3 in an inning? Or was that yesterday? That might have been yesterday.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
Wow.
So the dogs are getting 2 there, and man, hopefully we can keep that going.
Keep that thing rolling. So, all right, let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll reset. We're going to come back. No? You got something else?
Man.
You having trouble with the mouse over there. We need to, like, we can't take breaks.
I don't know what it is. I like, can't control my monitors. You know, where I, like, fire our imaging and, like, start the commercials.
That seems like a problem.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me try.
Don't touch it.
Let me try one thing.
Don't touch.
Let me try one thing. Let me try one thing. Okay. I think I
think
got
we're
this.
Good? You think we can take a break and come back and talk Husker football?
Man, I hope so. All right, let's try.
And go.
It's not working.
Uh-oh. Stop. Break. No,
it's
no
not,
break.
It's not working. I don't know what to do.
So we're here.
Well, yeah. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, we are stuck live for a fat minute. Here, stall for a bit for me, okay?
This is such good stuff.
Just
right
stall.
I got you. I got you. Oh, man. So, yeah, again, shout out to Haymarket Park. And also, by the way, the field staff did a great job because they had to get the field ready. They had to put the temporary fence up, but it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun out there. We always look forward to that. And don't forget the dogs they're still in town, man. They're still in town, August, for a couple more nights. They're in town for a couple more nights. Get out there, support the dogs because, they're trying to make that run to get to second place. For the playoffs. Right now, it looks like they're about 3.5 back of second place. And it'll be interesting to watch the dogs because they're not going to be playing a lot of teams in their division. They're going to be skipping over. They're playing the North Division right now to try to make up to get to a level where they can make the playoffs. So that'll be interesting to see. And, Will, are we still
there? I can't find anyone.
Nobody?
No. The person who we're supposed to ask for help, I don't think, is here. Basically, the problem is we can't fire a break. We can't fire commercials right now.
So, IT not here?
No, not in the building.
IT not in the building. The suit's not in the building.
I would call Eric, our IT guy. shoot. That's not a dox, I promise. I would call him live on the air. That would be doxing, but he doesn't like that.
He wouldn't be too happy, right?
No. Rob's not even here yet.
Would the boss lady let us know anything? Does she know anything?
She's not in her office either. I don't know where anyone is right now. Moats isn't even here.
We are just on an island today.
Mm-hmm.
We're on an island today.
And I'm just, I don't get it, man.
Well, let's just keep going. We'll talk Husker football. Let's jump right into it until we figure it out, okay?
Okay.
If you guys also want to call in, just feel free to call in today. We're just having one of those shows. It's about you. Not about us right now. 402-466-3776. 402-466-ESPN. Or tweet at us at ESPN Hooksy at Willie on the radio. Throw something at us you want to talk about today. I know there's a lot of Cubs fans that are mad today still. So talk about that because we're going to get to that on their debuts as well on the other teams.
Just to rub it in.
Oh, caller. Boom. This might be somebody that wants to help us with the computers. Maybe Eric was. Dang it, I did it.
Okay, all right. Maybe this person can help us. I don't know. It's Daniel.
Daniel. Yeah. Daniel, happy Monday.
How's it going?
Amazing. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. What my question was is just sports related. Do you think if Tyronn Lue wins another NBA championship that he will be the most successful professional to come out of Nebraska?
Ooh, wow. Man, that's a great question.
What do you think?
I think if he wins another championship, yes. Okay. I know there's been a lot of great players that have came and gone, but what he did in Cleveland was pretty impressive, and now what he's doing, again, I think is pretty impressive. And you take two different NBA teams to win a championship, I mean, that's pretty good.
Dan, I have a question for you. So if he does that, who does he pass? Is it a guy like Ira Pikowski?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I also really like Levante David if he can get a couple more championships, because, I mean, I don't think people talk enough about him. I mean, he was great when he was here, and he's been great the whole time in the league. It's just unfortunate that he was with some bad, you know, he's with Tampa Bay when they were bad for a lot of years and stuff. I'd really like to see him go to my Chiefs, but, you know, it is what it is. But I just think that Tyronn Lue might have a strong case if he does take a second team to the championship.
Well, you talk about Chiefs. I mean, what about Will Shields? Is he up there?
Of course. Yeah, there's just too many to name. But, you know, maybe I'm just caught in the moment of now and stuff. But, you know, I was, before they hired Fred Hoiberg, I was wondering if they'd even have a chance to get Tyronn Lue here, because I think he's a great basketball coach. And as much as people tout him, I still think he's kind of underrated.
Yeah.
That's a great question, Danny. Appreciate you, man. Have a great Monday.
You too.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
If he wins another one, that definitely helps his case. I mean, the good question is who's winning that race right now?
Ooh.
I mean,
we just mentioned two athletes that have done, that had really, I mean, Will Shields.
Right.
Right.
But Daniel's argument seemed very championship based.
Yeah, it did.
And has Will Shields won a Super Bowl? I don't think he has.
No.
So
you have Shields, you have, like I mentioned, Eric Pikowski, who had a very successful NBA career.
You could even put, you know, you mentioned David. Because David is putting together,
I mean,
arguably a Hall of Fame
career.
It could happen.
Without ever being talked about.
It could happen.
Right? Without ever being talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think through others that you would throw in there because.
Well, Sue.
Sue. Throw Sue in there.
Think about Sue. Yep, I mean, he's still in the league.
He's probably playing his way up to that. Now he got a ring.
Isaiah Roby could maybe.
How about not with a championship, but I mean, I would say a successful career, because this guy's not going to give you all the stats stuff, but Dominic Riola at center.
Okay.
Roger Craig.
I mean, hey.
That's a great question.
Alex Gordon, arguably, is up there.
Right? He's got a World Series.
He's got a ring.
That's a great question, man. What making us think on a Monday?
Yeah.
Who you guys got?
Jeff Motes would maybe argue Stivrins. Basketball player.
Yeah.
He's talked a lot about that guy on this show.
For all intents and purposes, if we're going that deep, you're talking about professional careers, what about Jordan Larson? Just throwing it out there.
No, definitely.
Successful career at Nebraska, right? We all know that.
Yes.
Playing now her third Olympics with a bronze and a silver, I believe. So you got that. I mean, you got to go deep in all sports. And like, you look at the majors, right? And look at those sports when you're talking about this kind of stuff. But, again, I'll pose it to you guys. You can call us and what you think about Daniel's question. 402-466-3776. 402-466-ESPN. Tweet us at ESPN Hooksy, at Willie on the radio. Will is currently on the phone trying to get us through this. Wish I had a picture of Will right now. He's on the phone doing double duty. He can hear me. We can't go to break, but we're going to. We're going to. Don't you worry. But again, like I said, we're going to have Husker football talk. We're going to talk Major League Baseball. And we'll talk some Olympics, because there was an announcement on an Olympic athlete on this deal. Also, oh, by the way, before we get there, because he's on the phone, he can't really talk right now to me. Our Olympic golf bet that we put together. If you recall, we did this on Wednesday or Thursday last week when I was in Colorado. We picked five golfers of the Olympics, five each on there, and I ran away with it. I got a huge bonus because I got to give credit where credit is due, though. When I got my picks, my son picked the last two picks for me because I had Hovland and Rory and Paul Casey when I got going. I'm sure he picked the last two for me. He picked Xander Schauffele and Justin Thomas. So I got the huge bonus for Xander winning the gold medal. Congratulations, Xander Schauffele. I got a bunch of bonus points. I went. I got 25 points. Will had 11.
Yeah, not good.
And a couple of guys. Oh, by the way, yeah, this is a great tweet. How do we forget this one? I'll read this one as well. Sorry, my computer. Kristen tweets in, don't forget Darren Erstad on your list as most successful Husker pros.
Boom. Great one.
Thank you.
Yes.
Kristen, thank you for that one.
How can we forget that?
That's why I said you got to really think through this. You got to think through this, and that's why I brought up volleyball, because there's successful volleyball players that have moved on. Not that they're playing, because a lot of the volleyball, the ladies don't get a chance professionally to play in the States. They go out and do other stuff. You know, it's a lot of overseas stuff. But baseball, you mentioned Alex Gordon. We got now Darren Erstad. You got guys like that. You got to think through this, not just go football-centric or basketball-centric, right? You got to think about those four majors.
Yeah, well, who's the best golfer to come out of Nebraska? Do we know?
I don't know. Don't know.
Lashley?
But he didn't play here. Like, is it Nebraska, at Nebraska? He didn't play at Nebraska, I don't think.
Oh, are we going strictly?
That's what I was. I think Daniel's question was strictly being at Nebraska.
A Nebraska athlete or not a Nebraskan?
Yes, a Nebraska athlete.
Well, is Darren Erstad from Lincoln?
He's friendly, but he played here.
Gotcha. I'm just wondering. Yeah, that is a damn good question. And let us know who you're going to pick. Right now we're kind of stuck. We can't go to break. And I am, by the way, contacting people. I have been contacted with the boss man, and he's on his way to work.
He's on his way in?
That's
right. I know I saw the boss lady walk into her office.
Oh, really?
I saw her walk down the hall. Just let her know that we're like having to. We can't go to break. So it's not our fault. We can't go to break right now. Erstad from North Dakota, that's what I thought. Jamestown. But again, like I said, I won, I think I've won like five straight golf bets now. I had 25 points, Will had 11, two of his golfers. The way we came up with it was we did so many points for first, second, third, or gold, silver, bronze, and then we had top 10 points that we were allowed to do that. So Will had two guys not placed in the top 10. He had a couple of guys tied for, they had the gold, the bronze medal playoff, so we gave him the points for being tied for third in that to give him some points on that. All right, we're getting some technical help now. But again, we got fall camp is going on. Not a lot of stuff right now from fall camp. We've gotten a lot of videos out there. And as you know, Nebraska is very good at winning the video part of this, the media portion. They do a great job of getting those out. I will tell you this, from the videos that I've seen, the one thing that you will see is a lot of your starting quarterback, your projected starter in Adrian Martinez. He looks lighter. He looks quicker. There's a few plays within the videos that you can see some cuts that he is making that are pretty impressive. They're pretty impressive from when you're looking at Adrian Martinez on video right now.
Yeah, I love videos.
Yeah, I mean, it's giving you a point of it. Giving that, you've seen, there was a video that popped out the other day. We talked about running back. Step looked like he was in his pads, participating in his, look, maybe his first practice. That's a good sign.
That is a great sign.
It's a good sign because I had this discussion yesterday about the running back room when you really look at it, because Frost has talked about this. They're going to put depth chart stuff together early, mm-hmm. and they're going to know where they're at.
Yep.
There's none of this. He alluded to this. There's no running back by committee thing.
No.
Okay?
Hey, but you know what? Well, we know it's a question mark because we don't know what we have. I'm a man of simple thinking, Hooks. Mm-hmm. There's got to be one person out of those five.
Somebody will emerge. Somebody's going to emerge as number one.
That we can count on.
By the way, Coach Frost talked about it, somebody emerged number one. But when you look at that room, okay, give me, without knowing, we don't know a lot about these running backs, because they, again, Marvin Scott is the only guy out there that's, like, he has the most totes of the rock of 82, okay?
Yeah.
What's the top three? What would your top three be right now? Ugh. I'll ask the listeners that, too. What would your top three? Well, not knowing enough. We don't know enough.
Yeah, exactly.
We know that how they were recruited. We know maybe their star rating or where they rank in their whatever the position group. But we don't know enough, right?
We do know.
We know Step comes from USC, injury issues, but he played at USC.
Yeah.
Right?
We know Yant is a big guy. You see those pictures.
Listed at like 245 in the guide, by the way, and I'm hearing reports there's no way he's under 250. So it's like, how do you figure this thing out?
That'll work.
Right? And you got like I said, we've heard a lot about Gabe Irvin, how he could emerge, how his spring ball went. Mm-hmm. It's all a little, You've heard about Sevion Morris, right? But he set out spring game because he was dinged up. Step, we all know he'd set out. You got Marvin Scott, who's toted it, and Ramir Johnson. Mm. If you had to predict now.
Wait, is Ramir Johnson, he's still with us?
Yeah, Ronald Tompkins is not.
Oh, gotcha.
Ronald Tompkins is not. Ramir is.
Okay.
Fair?
Yeah. At least we know if somebody gets injured, next man up.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some question marks. I don't think it's like a concern though. It would be a concern if we knew what we had and we knew these guys weren't good at football. The fact that we don't know if they're good or bad.
Huh? That's the kind of one you just don't know right now. And yeah. I think that's where, for me, I know a lot of this. Again, we know this. We know that all eyes, when we take the field up in Champaign on Adrian Martinez, we just know that he's the quarterback.
Yep.
And Dane mentioned that he had a great point. He's like, it's the quarterback. Because he's the guy that touches the ball every single play. Obviously, right? But it's like, where do we get the ground attack from? And in what order does it happen? Who's going to emerge in fall camp and come out of camp? What's it going to look like? 1, 2, 3. And that's one big question that we're all going to be looking at. And we most likely won't know. Most likely won't know until we take the field in Champaign. It's intriguing.
Hey, Salt Dogs.
It's all good.
Hey, Salt Dog.
Hey, that means it worked.
Hey.
That means everything's fixed.
Nice work.
Thank you to our wonderful engineering department.
Yes.
They do great work here. And just on call, too. You saw how quick that was.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Uh-huh. Well, this is great. All right. Well, yes, everything is fixed now. So we are good.
That's how we
do things. Yeah.
It's just that question mark is going to loom large.
Hey.
In this whole thing.
Also, we got word that media can come to practice. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it is. I guess there will be some
fun
media availability. And again, guys, I mean, take this for what it is and for what it's worth. When we tell you that media can go to practice, we're going to try to get someone down there possibly this week, but it only comes down to it's a 30-minute session that you get to see.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get anything in the 30-minute session. Mm-hmm. So let that be known. And I think there's only, what I understand, three opportunities for media to go until leading up until the first.
And it's during our show. So we need to find like a correspondent to go down and get info for us. We may wake Elijah's butt up and send him down there.
They'll be able to go. Their first look at practice will be Wednesday morning, and they'll be back August 11th. I mean, it's hard to draw. It's hard to draw in a 30-minute live look-ins, right?
Yeah, 30 minutes.
You get 30 minutes.
Let's watch some guys stretch.
You get 30 minutes. So, again, I'm going back. When I look at the videos, they've done a great job with it. It's also, again, we're drawing conclusions a lot. We're trying to draw our own conclusions. When you don't get to see it a lot, they don't talk about it a lot. Who's going to emerge in that running back room? Because what we've heard to understand, no by committee, there'll be some kind of depth chart within that room. Right? Within that room. Also, I think the question is there going to be battles for the number two quarterback spot? Who emerges as number two behind Adrian Martinez?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's important too.
You know,
all right.
So
we are behind.
Yeah, we are behind. So. We got to take a break. Let's reset this whole thing. Thanks to the engineering department for coming in and saving the day there. But we'll take a break. We'll reset. When we come back, we'll continue some more Husker football.